The beloved mighty Cusco speaks his heart to us tonight. We offer him our love and ask him to so blaze forth the victory of his own heart's command to life that wherever we abide, may we cooperate in every way possible in the service that he renders to mankind and forever raise all to freedom. Beloved ones of the sacred fire, we come tonight to enable you to feel more deeply the blessing and the wonders and the love that pours forth from the retreats of the world to those who know of our existence and to all who are looking to the God presence of life for greater assistance and trying with all their beings to hold to the constructive way of life. In the responsibility which rests upon those who are heads of the retreats of the world, the ascended masters, there comes always from the heart of creation greater and greater assistance in the expanding power that pours forth through each retreat. Ultimately, as the incoming perfection goes forward, will the outpouring from each retreat meet the outpouring of the other retreats until the earth itself is completely released from the limitations and discord of human creation. In the responsibility which is mine and those who are my co-workers in the service we render in the retreat in the Pacific, we have much to do with the water element. Being surrounded by it, naturally the power that is drawn in our retreat flows forth constantly through the waters of the Pacific Ocean. In these mighty inner activities of life, there comes forth always, in greater and greater power, the release into our physical conditions of the purifying activities that mankind must have if they are to be assisted to their freedom. And so, the power intensifies in the outpouring each year from the retreats of the world until it reaches the maximum required to free the earth. No one quite understands the purpose of the great bodies of water on a planet. The water element, representing as it does the energy of the emotional body, while it is a purifying activity, yet it is the energy supplying activity also. And while the waters of the planet represent the feeling of the mass of life in this world, also there flows through the water element the purifying electronic force from the physical sun and the great central sun that constantly surges into the structure of Earth, into the atmosphere of Earth, and into the bodies of mankind. And it absorbs a great deal of mankind's impurity and through the ages dissolves it. But it takes the fire element to consume it. Now, in the energy that is accumulated in the water element, whether it be in the oceans of the world or in the outer cells of mankind, that energy is held within the emotional body by the radiation from the higher mental body. The earth itself has a similar guarding presence, and that is the upper octave of light. What we speak of is the octave of light, not the ascended master's octave. It is in reality the upper atmosphere of the physical world. That acts as a force field of pressure that keeps the water element on the earth in balanced action and yet constantly in activity, whose motion is part of its purifying service to life. Now, since 80% of the energy of the outer self is located in your feeling world, your emotional body, then there is four times more energy in the feeling world than there is in your mental activity. And you cannot concentrate with the mind upon a thing with great intensity without all the feeling pouring its energy to the same point of concentration. And so it demands the energy of your feeling world held in the picture in your mind with concentrated action to produce any kind of a manifestation that you desire to bring into outer conditions. The same thing is true of the planet. It takes the combined energy of the water element on the whole earth to compel the purification of the mental and feeling world of mankind in order to lift from life the frightful impurity and discord and destruction imposed upon life by mankind's frightful disobedience to the cosmic law of love. We have watched through the centuries one life stream after another, struggle and struggle and struggle to try to hold to the constructive way of life. And while each one surges forward with fierce determination, when the outer self is given freedom enough through the mass accumulation, yet when the mass accumulation of discord reaches a certain density, then there comes from cosmic heights a shattering activity in order to break apart the accumulated substance and consume a certain proportion of it and let mankind have a pathway through to make conscious effort to progress and accomplish that which is the victory of each life stream. Now, in conditions that affect a world, you come to a similar thing. When the earth itself must be purified, and I mean by that the powers of nature and the beings of the elements in this world, when it reaches a certain vibratory action, then those great beings who are the cosmic lord of the earth take a hand in the affairs of men. And when they move into outer physical conditions, certain cosmic powers drawn from the heights of creation, there is released to the waters of the planet a compelling force. And when mankind have to meet that, they are helpless before its onrush. Our service to individual life streams who have come to us in the retreat near Suva have been assisted and in some cases given added power to stand the guard over others who are trying to hold to the light. And until the cosmic law reaches a point where the service in the outer world is required now to help individuals or masses of people to go forward in constructive accomplishment and begin the permanent building of that which will reveal the perfection from the ascent of Master's octave and establish it in this world forever. The blessed ones who have come to our retreat are precious beyond words. In some of the frightful experiences that they have been through, it has drawn forth what the mighty Victory called to your attention as the inner essence. And wherever that has been drawn forth, we can give much, much assistance to the life stream, and in almost all cases, assist to the ascension. Our service in guarding both the west coast of the Americas and the east coast of some of the Orient, we are located, may I say, as next door neighbors to some of the savages of the world. They're peculiar neighbors, I assure you. But nevertheless, they are in close proximity to our retreat. And it has been through the centuries, my dear ones, the radiation from that retreat that has kept them from spreading over the rest of the world their viciousness against life. The retreats of the world have held under controlled conditions many of the destructive activities that mankind has built through the centuries. And if it were not for the power in the retreats, destructive forces in the crust of the earth would have broken forth long ago and torn the structure of the earth to pieces. It is only because the great power of life, the great activities of the sacred fire, have been anchored and held in ever-expanding, radiating power. Those activities from the great central sun that have definitely limited the destructive accumulation of mankind. In every retreat of the world, The power of the sacred fire focused within each retreat has poured forth its radiation like an electronic force field and has kept in leash certain destructive accumulations that mankind has built centuries and centuries ago. As you call forth the activities of the violet consuming flame and cosmic blue lightning purity through your decrees, that has entered in to the atmosphere of Earth and sometimes into the structure of the physical ground itself and into the powers of nature, and has spread its radiance to do a similar thing in your cities or in the nations from whence you come, and to hold under control a pressure on mankind's discord that otherwise would long ago have expended itself in destructive action on the surface of the earth. Now, mankind do things, my dear ones, in their ignorance of these greater activities of the planet that are almost beyond belief in their danger to life. But were mankind to understand the structure of the crust of the earth, or at least down to a certain depth, and know sometimes what abides underneath them, they would not be so complacent in their determination to go forward to more destruction. Tonight I wish to remind you of something that the outer world perhaps has a fragment of understanding, but just a small fragment at that. There are, my dear ones, underground rivers of water, of oil, and of gas. Underground oceans of those substances within a certain depth of the crust of the earth. And they flow as a river flows on the surface of the earth. They provide certain energy and certain substance and certain action within the substance of the earth. Much as the blood flows through the veins and the liquid light flows through the nerves of the physical body, carrying the action there that enables the whole body to coordinate in its outer accomplishment. So it is within the structure of Earth itself. And when mankind, through selfishness and disobedience and defiance to the law of the whole of creation, not only oppose these forces, but imagine that they can control them, they are driving very near the hour when experience will teach a very much needed lesson. You know, there are some natures that just will not believe anybody. And only the most severe experience of physical suffering will ever break the determination to be a law unto itself. There is only one law in the universe in reality, and it is the law of immortality. And that law is what? The manifestation of the perfection of love. And so whatever defies that, or denies it, or opposes it, must be bound in the suffering of that opposition until it is forced to annihilate itself. And so, as you go forward to much greater accomplishment in the year you are facing, and I mean accomplishment in the victory of the light, fail not to remember this that I have explained tonight. Evil forced back upon itself consumes itself. And so, as the cosmic light is drawn in and the sacred fire comes into the structure of Earth and becomes permanent in their activities, that expanding natural action from within the heart of creation automatically becomes a pressure that forces evil back into itself until it is compelled to annihilate itself. So in the dispensations that you call forth tonight, there can come much added release of those activities of the sacred fire that once set into motion in the physical structure of Earth go forward to complete the purpose for which they are called forth. And so, in thinking of us, it would be well sometimes to remember that our retreat is a guardian of the Pacific Ocean. It is a balancing force, and it holds in leash certain other conditions that have been in that portion of the earth for a long while, since the sinking of Lemuria. Your savage races of the world are the decadent remnants of these former civilizations in which such frightful things took place. They have been allowed to multiply and exist for a time, until the cycle was reached in which the violet consuming flame becomes the authority of eternal purification to the earth. And since you have entered into that, then the cosmic hour is approaching when all savage life streams upon the earth, or those life streams whose creation has become savage, are to be removed from the earth. And it is well, because the sooner they are removed, the less their penalty will be for their desecration and misuse of God's life. It sometimes takes very great patience and very great love, which of course we have in infinite capacity, to watch mankind's constant misuse of the blessings of the universe. And we can but pour forth, by conscious command, more and more of this sacred fire and cosmic light until the cycle comes into action wherein the cosmic law insists on the purification of the entire earth. And that hour is approaching, and those of you who have called for these dispensations, those of you who have constantly used the sacred fire and the cosmic light, are establishing in and around yourselves a similar action of protection as you move among mankind, that we have in our service to life to keep us untouched by those destructive forces in the localities where, may I say, we rule. And I mean by that, that we have controlled those destructive forces within certain bounds. And when it is time to release the complete power of the sacred fire, that too will be under our control. So, our service in the Pacific is quite as much to help guard the shores of the Americas on the West Coast as it is certain activities in the Orient that are constructive and that are too holding a certain balance in the powers of nature until the readjustment takes place, wherein the sacred fire becomes the full command of the earth and the cosmic light reveals its eternal perfection. This applies to you as individuals just as much as it does to nations or the entire earth. For when a cosmic action is set into motion in the physical octave, every life stream on the planet comes into that action. Those of you who are constructive will go forward with these greater blessings, and they will lift you to heights of great attainment. Those who oppose them will automatically be bound by the opposition until it gives way. And so, the great cosmic law is ever seeking an opening by which it may pour to you more of its love to protect you and expand the sacred fire through your outer activities, regardless of what is in the world around you. Ever does the love within the sacred fire pour forth an expanding action everywhere it flows. And so, to make yourselves a son of its presence and demand that its cosmic action hold control will bring you great blessings and keep you aware in the outer self of this tremendous blessing and gift and action of life that is, after all, the manifestation of its love to you. Because in its expanding power, it enables you to have the greater blessings and powers of life to go forward and help free the rest of life from the limitations of discord. So tonight, I simply bring you this explanation and the assurance that the love which we have focused into the retreat in the Pacific has for long, long centuries drawn love unto its own. And in that is the release of the radiation that has held much destructive activity leashed until such time as the cosmic law compels its complete consuming. So our love does guard the west coast of the Americas, and may you be aware of us often as you desire protection for that which is constructive along your borders. Just know our love reaches across the sea, and not only across the sea, but in the waters of the ocean, our love ever flows to bring its blessings everywhere to life. So as we reach our hands across the sea to you, please know that the flame of our hearts reaches across to the flame in your hearts, and that flame forever holds love in command. May you feel and know and see what that love can do for you as it holds protection about that which is constructive in and around you. As you remember our activity of that love through the centuries in the Pacific Ocean, it is not by accident that it is called peaceful waters. Our peace of our love has much to do with keeping the waters of the Pacific peaceful. May our peace be felt very powerfully in and around you all as you accept our love and remember that there is no barrier to our love anywhere in the universe. And so it flows to you, beloved ones of Saint Germain's family, to ever assist you to his great, great victory as his love helps to purify the earth. May you feel completely at one with the love which we offer him to the attainment of the victory of the world. Thank you with all my heart tonight. Beloved, precious Cusco, thank you for your love to us. Thank you for all you mean to the western part of the world. May we remember you often and send you our love forever, for we know not but a fragment of what you mean to us all. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of such invincible miracle love from the heart of creation, that wherever we abide, that becomes our world. And never again can it be intruded upon by anything that is of human shadow. Beloved Daddy, clothe us tonight in the victory of your own heart's command to life, and make us feel the ascended master's feeling that forever holds command. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, beloved Cusco, and all the blessed ones whose love had poured to us through the centuries. And now may we be the victory of its heart's command to life, so wherever we abide, it sets all free forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress, the heart command to life, move us forward, and clothed in the power of the sacred fire that will no longer allow the human to touch us ever again in all eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Your precious ones, we add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charge it to the one mighty stroke of that world enfolding flame of such miracle love from the heart of creation that wherever we abide, we are the manifestation of its victory till all stand ascended and free. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to front forth all it contains in the outer use of those in this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those in this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command, compel all on this earth, raise, purify, illumine, and use in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. We thank thee. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all activities of the sacred fire necessary to fulfill our every call. And from this night, may that fulfillment be instantaneous and eternal.